Well, it's always nice to be surrounded by thespians, the theater. They're here today. Gemini Theater is here visiting us. And you and I are going to meet members of the cast of Sleeping Beauty Holiday together, starting with you. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Veronica.
And tell me where you're from.
I am from Edgewood.
Where do you go to school?
I go to Edgewood Elementary.
And what grade?
Fifth.
Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in? A shout out?
Hi, Mom.
Is she out there? There she is. I see her. And she just waved back. What part do you play in Sleeping Beauty Holiday?
I play Willowy, the Fairy of Dance.
The Fairy of Dance. Yes. And is it a fun part to play?
It certainly is.
Do you have to dance?
Yeah.
I would think so.
Yeah, definitely.
What else do you like to do when you're not doing theater?
Well, lots of things. As I included in my bio, I like to lava surf.
You like to lava surf?
Certainly. Yes.
And help me understand more what lava surfing is.
Well, it's surfing, but on lava.
Where do you find lava to surf on?
Hawaii.
Hawaii, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to have a volcano, and there aren't many near here.
Yeah.
So the Big Island has Hawaii. I would think you'd, run the risk of a skinned knee or something. Not going to happen, though?
Yeah, never.
Have you thought about what you want to be when you get older?
No, not yet.
A little early yet. Fifth grade, it could be anything. There might be lava surfing positions available, too. You never know. Anything else you'd like to say?
My previous two parts were both chickens.
You've played
I was
chickens.
A chick and the golden hen from Jack and the Beanstalk.
Well, this is good. You're not. You had a significant risk of being typecast as a chicken.
Yeah.
But this is a breakout role as a fairy here because I could see that happening, Lonnie, a professional actress that she is. Lonnie, couldn't you see typecasting as a chicken?
Absolutely.
It could happen, and you've overcome that, which is good. Let's meet who's sitting next to you. We'll just sort of put that yellow microphone right in front of you there. What's your name?
Okay, my name is Isabel.
Hi, Isabel. And where are you from?
Well, my family, we're all from Chicago, but we moved here in 2008.
And how do you like Pittsburgh so far?
It's good, but it's cold.
Really colder than Chicago?
Yeah, but we lived in North Carolina for a while. So
okay, definitely colder than North Carolina. Where do you go to school?
I go to school at Colfax.
Oh, that's a great school. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Is Mom out there, too?
Yeah.
Excellent. Whose brother is that?
Mine.
Okay, we'll get to meet him eventually. So what part do you play?
I play Felicity, a fairy.
Felicity, another fairy.
Yes.
And this is your first Gemini play.
Yes.
Have you acted in other plays before?
No, I've just done school plays where we talk about bullying and stuff.
What got you interested in Gemini?
I don't know. I wanted to do it because I just started middle school, and that's what my friends started doing it, so I started doing it. So it'll be fun.
That's great. I'm really glad that you're here today. Have you thought about careers, what you might want to be?
I don't know. I like baking, but I don't know.
You could be a baker. Baker's a good thing, but thank you for being here. Now we'll meet the sister associated with the brother that is innately and very carefully watching you, keeping an eye on you today. What's his name?
His name's Liam.
Hi, Liam. Nice to see you. You've been here before, I think. Has he been here before?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Lindsay.
And Lindsay, what part? Are you also a fairy?
No, I'm Aurora.
Aurora. You're Aurora?
Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, okay. Not Aurora, but Aurora.
Yeah.
You are the Aurora, and it's nice to meet you. Where do you go to school?
I go to Kappa.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in 10th grade.
It's very nice to meet you. We've had a lot of Kappa students coming through here as of late. What's your major at Kappa?
I'm a dance major.
Excellent. What made you interested in dance? Did you want to dance since the time you were a little girl?
I don't know. When I was four, my parents put me in dance, and I just never quit, and I kept doing more and more of it.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell me a little bit about your part as Aurora? What will people see in your portrayal of Aurora? Because Gemini always does things just a little bit different.
Well, she still sleeps a lot, but like she goes to the future in this one, and she interacts with modern day people and like a modern day little girl. So that's different.
That sounds very interesting. Do you want to say hello to anybody besides Liam, the brother?
To my dad and to my mom and my sister, Lauren.
Excellent. And I've been asking about career plans. You're a little bit closer to considering college. Do you know what you might want to do?
No.
Okay. That's a good answer. Honest answers are the best ones. It's nice to meet you. Thank you. And now it is time for you to say hello. You have curly hair. Hello.
Hi.
And what's your name?
Natalie.
And where do you go to school, Natalie?
I go to Falk.
Nice to meet you. What part do you play?
I play Cindy.
Cindy. And tell me about Cindy. What does Cindy do?
Well, she likes to read fairy tales, so she's reading the story of Sleeping Beauty.
Ah.
And that's kind of how, like, Aurora gets transported.
So it's a story within a story?
Yeah.
I see. Do you want to say hello to anybody listening?
My grandma, my grandpa, my mom, my dad, and my cats.
Excellent. What are your cats' names?
Marquise and Sousa.
And do they get along with each other?
Sometimes.
Yeah, cats, I can never understand whether cats, you know, how they, whether they really get along or not when they're together. So, you know, the question I've been asking folks, do you know what you might want to be when you get older? Any ideas?
No.
No, it's a little early. Do you know what I might want to be when I get older? Me neither. You're shaking your head. Well, it's nice to meet you. We're going to go to, actually, we're going to go to you next. Lonnie and I are always a director, Lonnie is. Good morning. Hi.
Hello.
I got you by surprise. Okay. What's your name?
I'm Callie.
Hi, Callie. And school and all that?
I go to St. Bede and I'm in eighth grade.
Nice to meet you. St. Bede's a terrific place. I know some other students there. So what part do you play?
Well, I'm Valerie, which is her character's older sister. Yeah. And I'm just like her older sister, you know.
So are you reading the book as well?
No.
But you're there. What do you do in the play?
Mostly texting.
You mostly text? There's texting in Sleeping Beauty?
Well, actually, like I'm just like there. I'm like oh, I'm like, oh, Cindy, go to school or something. Wait, there's no school on Saturday.
Well, I got
what
it.
A, you know. Just
I understand. I like your shirt. I was noticing that before. Yeah.
Because today is the 50th anniversary.
Today is the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who?
Yeah.
I should have known that, and I didn't. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
Well, if my dogs listen to the radio, I would say hello to them.
They do. They do. They can even hear things that we can't hear on the radio. There's very messages that dogs hear. They're special. What's your dog's name?
Molly and Roscoe.
Molly and Roscoe. They could get together with your cats, which is good. Do you know what you want to be when you get older?
Well, I want to be an actress, but that's probably never going to happen.
Well, you already are. Yeah, I mean, you are one already, but you never know. One that
gets paid.
Gemini pays you with lots of love.
That's right.
And well, now let's meet the two folks that are going to be performing this morning. I'm going to ask you to scoot up just a little bit so we can be sure we hear you. And we're going to adjust your mic. There we go. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Jay.
Hey, Jay. And tell me about yourself.
I started doing musical theater a long, long time ago. And then I went to Kappa, and I was a major in theater and vocals. Then I found out about Gemini Theater, and I've been there ever since.
Well, that's great. When did you leave Kappa?
2006.
And did you go to college beyond that, or did you go straight into acting?
I just started acting and teaching, and I've been doing that.
Well, great.
She is also a wonderful dancer and does a lot of choreography for us at Gemini.
So. Oh, that's terrific to hear. So what do you think? Is life as a professional actor, is it possible?
It is possible. You should also have a lot of little side jobs, but it is possible. I'm a preschool teacher. I work with Not Dance as an aerial dancer, and I love being with Gemini. It's the only theater in Pittsburgh that children get to be a part of the show, and I think it's very important for them to be able to see the story and interact with the characters.
So what's an aerial dancer?
An aerial dancer, it's we rig silks into the ceiling and we dance on the silks, kind of like Cirque du Soleil or...
Wow.
Yeah.
And do you do that at Gemini?
No.
I would like to, but they haven't let me do that yet.
Once we get a bigger space, we might. We'll
bigger
see.
Space and a really big insurance policy.
Yeah.
So you're able to do that.
I am.
And where have you done that?
We have a space downtown at The Verve.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually do performances for like first night or things like that.
Has anybody here done that? That's pretty amazing to think of.
I know someone who does like something like that, like silk.
Yeah, that's incredible.
I want to learn, so he'll have to teach me.
Yeah.
And Lonnie Consaldi is here too. And do you have, I didn't ask you your role.
My role? Oh, I play Repugnance. Repugnance is Malfeasance's sidekick. He is a fragment of Cindy's imagination. He's kind of a frog that turned into a lizard and a bat and a dog.
Repugnance. let down your...
Yeah. Your tail.
Your tail. Let down your golden, despicable things. Lonnie, what do you play? Do you play?
I play Malfeasance, the fairy of misfortune.
Ah.
The bad guy.
And
she's not bad. She's misunderstood.
That's right. I misunderstood. I am not bad.
And
not
so bad. Does this play have a hap? Well, I don't want to spoil the ending for anybody.
I can say, you know, all of our shows really have a happy ending. And we do tend to do little twists in the story. And this one, I think, is a really interesting combination of the original story and some new exciting things happening as she's zapped to the future.
Now, the play opens today at Gemini Theater in Point Breeze, and it runs Saturday and Sunday clear through the weekend before Christmas and Thanksgiving weekend, too.
Right.
Right, with two shows every day. And the first show today is...
At 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, and then...
3:30.
1 and 3:30, so lots of opportunities to see this show. And you're now going to hear a song in preview. Are you ready?
Ready.
I think they're ready. Here we go.
Is it something that I did? Is it something that I said? So I'm crabby when I get up on the wrong side of the bed. If I am overbearing, well, it's just a little quirk. Could it be what I am wearing? Does my deodorant not work?
Oh, no.
Why am I always left out of the loop?
It's 'cause you're rotten.
Shut your trap, you nincompoop. I feel sorry for me, don't you?
Well, maybe just a teeny tiny little bit.
I feel sorry for me, what can I do?
All the evil that you brewed, you ought to quit.
I'm really not so bad.
Till someone makes you mad.
Hush up and feel sorry for me. Maybe they're jealous I'm the fairest fairy they've ever seen.
Or maybe they don't like you 'cause you're just so darn mean.
I'm royalty, they envy me. I feel it deep in my gut.
They just think that you're a royal pain in the
butt. Why must I feel so all alone?
Well, Malfeasance, it's because you never listen
How
to anything.
How would you like to turn to stone?
I feel sorry for you.
Little old me.
It's such a pity that they treat you like they do. I feel sorry for you.
Glad you agree.
I mean, you'd think they'd overlook a flower, too.
I think that they should pay for treating me this way. They should.
They should.
feel sorry for me.
They should, they really should, they really, really, really sh- Hey, look!
They should feel sorry for me.
But I think this is really important. You might want to take a look at this.
Just feel sorry for me.
Well done, Seed. And look, for Malfeasance and Repugnant and Fairies and Cindy and Cindy's sister and the whole gang at Gemini Theater's Sleeping Beauty Holiday, which opens today and runs today, tomorrow, and every weekend until Christmas, shows at 1 and 3:30. Gemini Theater. Did anybody want to say anything they forgot to say or that they wanted to say and now want to say?
Thank you, Jill Jeffrey, for directing our show.
Thank you, Jill. And thanks to all of you for being here today.